You're tuned in to Doug Sims Live, where we shine a spotlight on business leaders and entrepreneurs making a difference in the community. Today, we're talking with Kareem Scales of Kareem Scales Consulting, LLC, a boutique consulting firm based out of Grand Rapids, Michigan. So, how you doing this morning, first of all?
I'm blessed, Doug. All is well, brother. Super honored and appreciative for the opportunity to be on this platform with you, and just excited to catch up, man. It's been a minute.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you. Hey, so first of all, can you tell our listeners a little bit about Scales Consulting and what kind of services you provide?
Yes, sir. Scales Consulting LLC is a leadership development firm. We started this company back in 2021 and really took a full-time leap in 2023. A lot of folks know me from previous roles I've held in the insurance industry, in the tech space, in the nonprofit space, serving as the executive director with the Grand Rapids NAACP. And so we've pretty much taken all of those lessons learned and all of those skill sets gained over the years and packaged it up into developing Scales Consulting LLC. And as I mentioned, we specialize in leadership development and organizational growth that helps both for-profit and nonprofit organizations and municipalities strengthen their people, processes, and purpose. And so leadership development is kind of the primary focus. We also help support, different partners in a number of other ways, including community engagement, capacity building, some political advocacy and fundraising work as well, man. So we're staying busy.
Yes, sir. It sounds like it. Okay. So what actually inspired you to start your own consulting firm, and what gap did you see in the industry?
That's a great question, Doug. You know, I think there's a number of inspirations, going back to, kind of before I took this step into this journey. I've always, as far back as I can think, I've always had an entrepreneurial mindset and always knew at some point we would end up here. Exactly what that would look like was a bit unclear, but I think it was a combination of both exposure to different environments and past experience, right? As I mentioned, I've been able to build kind of almost this gumbo of experience from both for-profit and nonprofit, been able to help leaders and organizations grow over the years, and decided to, with LeBron James, man, take my talents to South Beach and put my energy and efforts into building my own company. You know, especially right now when you consider the current climate. I was just speaking with some folks the other day and, a lot of layoffs and just things, a lot of uncertainty. And so I took the position of, if I'm going to invest in an entity, in an organization, then I would rather do that on my own front, where I can really have, more determination over what my legacy looks like. And so I don't think it's one answer, Doug. I think it's a combination of experience. And to your point around the gap, identifying that there is a need for organizations in terms of supporting their growth, whether it's from a leadership perspective or the way that they engage with community. And so just blessed to be able to bring my experiences, my team and skill set to help support others in their journey.
Okay. So I know you mentioned organizations, but what types of other businesses or clients do you typically work with?
Yeah, we have a wide array. We've worked with healthcare agencies. We've worked with both city and state government municipalities, work with nonprofits. I would say it really varies depending on the service line. One of the service lines that I'm really excited about that we've recently integrated and under our leadership development portfolio is our AI literacy program, which we call the Scale Up Initiative, which stands for Strategic Coaching for AI Leadership Excellence. And so now we're training, coaching folks on how to properly implement and integrate AI tools into their work. And that we've really seen interest across all sectors. So, it could be a for-profit company, it could be a nonprofit. I typically see more nonprofit work around the fundraising and capacity growth work. And with community engagement, it's usually more for-profit municipalities. So We've got a wide range of clients.
Okay, so once again, I know you say you're helping organizations, but can you help individuals grow and improve their operations as well?
100%. Yeah, I think that's one of the things I'm really passionate about. You know, as an entrepreneur, quote unquote, small business, who didn't have some of that level of mentorship and coaching, I'm super intentional about helping support individuals along their journey as well. I've seen that, and that has showed up in a number of ways, whether it's just informally through my personal networks, but also doing some individualized coaching services. So under our leadership development portfolio, that typically includes different types of facilitation, training, and coaching services. So we've worked with individuals in terms of their leadership journey through our coaching work, as whether it's executives, at folks at any level of their professional journey, really helping them, get the tools to take their leadership skills to the next step.
Okay. So what's one common challenge that businesses are facing today, and how do you help them overcome it?
That's a great question. I would say, Doug, there's a number of challenges. If I were to say one challenge right now that I think is really pressing, I would have to go back to the AI literacy piece. This whole artificial intelligence boom has, approached and has become upon us much quicker than I think most of us had anticipated. And so some are further along on this journey than others. And some are a little concerned about, what does this mean for our employment? What does this mean for our proprietary information? How do we utilize this tool responsibly and making sure that we're making sure that it serves our customers as a whole? And so we've seen an influx of interest in business from organizations who are just, struggling with trying to identify when and how do they begin to integrate and utilize these tools. And so we do that in a number of ways through hosting AI prompting workshops. We had a pretty big event during Tech Week in September. Tech Week GR is a week long of events where, organizations of all walks of life host different types of events and workshops related to tech oriented initiatives. And so we created a model, what we call the People's Prompt Lab. And so what we did is, for a 90-minute workshop, we took about 100 folks through an immersive AI prompting experience. We taught them on how to properly use AI prompting techniques across 7 different long language models. And we're really getting a lot of interest from, continuing to support folks in that space. So I think there's a number of challenges. I think, one thing, as well that I think ties into our leadership development work is the lack of, mentorship, if you want to call it that, right? As folks reach a certain level in their career, there's often you reach a peak where in order for you to kind of take that next step, you need to have somebody who's been there, right? Who has that level of insight to help kind of guide you and coach you on what it means to then lead in an effective way. And so if I were to say, any two things, I would say it would be that mentorship coaching piece as well as the AI integration.
Okay. Now, can you share a recent success story or project that really captures what Scales Consulting is all about?
Yeah, man, it's been a busy season. So I've just had about 3 big projects that were amazingly successful. One just a couple of weeks ago now on October 30th. So, obviously we're talking about AI from a learning and a literacy perspective, but there's also a lot of concerns around bias and inequities, right? Just like the systems that we all are accustomed to today that have certain biases and injustices embedded in them, so does these artificial intelligence tools. And so we have taken a step to not only position ourselves as a leader in the training and literacy space, but also in the equity and ethics space. So what we did is we hosted the first ever city in the city of Grand Rapids. We call it the Mastering the Matrix AI Innovation and Public Safety Summit. It was a full day summit where we brought together leaders of all walks of life, from healthcare to law enforcement to technologists to public administrators to community leaders, to really have some discussion around how do we roll AI out in a responsible and efficient manner to make sure that it serves all. You know, the systems are often reflective of those who engage with them the most. And too often that's not people that look like you and myself, Doug. And so that was an amazing event at GVSU Eberhard Center. We had over 120 people in attendance. We brought in an amazing global leader in this space as our keynote speaker. Her name is Renee Cummings. She's a professor of practice at the University of Virginia, is recognized all across the globe around the work of AI ethics and AI biases. And so, really transformational, innovative event, and have already garnered interest from folks to potentially look at making this an annual event. And we were able to do that by way of our partnership with ALPAC, Michigan Department of Civil Rights, the Grand Rapids NAACP, the NAACP chapter of GVSU, our sponsors. I cannot forget who helped support this work as well. C Context, Consumers Energy, and Gentex Corporation, who helped provide the resources to make this thing happen. So I would say that was a major success there. The People's Prompt Lab also was a major success. We also just recently, you know, do some work, as I mentioned, with government entities. And so we've presented at a anti-racism conference now for 3 years. Normally it's in Traverse City. This year was in Detroit. And really talking about how to strengthen cultural competency and bias awareness in the child welfare system, right? And so what we're finding, Doug, is that, you know, when you look at these inequities and the biases in these various programs and systems, you know, I'm not a child welfare practitioner per se, but a lot of the inequities show up in a lot of the same ways across all sectors. So we were able to bring our understanding and skill set to that conference and had probably one of the highest attended breakouts there. And just, you know, honored to be able to continue our partnership with Michigan Department of Health and Human Services as well.
Wow, man, sounds like your firm is busy. Sounds like you're busy.
Yes, sir.
For anyone listening and wants to take their business to the next level, how can they connect with you and learn more about your services?
I would say reach out to me any way, whether it's, you know, my website, scalesconsultingllc.com. We're on all social media platforms, LinkedIn, Scales Consulting LLC, Instagram, Facebook. Also, my personal page is Kareem Scales. You can reach me directly via my cell. I'm easily accessible at 616-734-3969. We're always open to collaborative opportunities. If we can come out and support your team, you as an individual, on your leadership journey, if there's a community initiative that you want to roll out or that you're having challenges with getting community buy-in, certainly reach out to us. If there's a need to help build capacity from a fundraising lens, we can help support from that space as well. And if AI is a space where you need more growth, you know, I didn't share yet, but I'm also a certified AI growth strategist. And so I received my certification from GVSU last spring. And so we have some really innovative tools that are transforming organizations in real time. There was a Boston Consulting Group study that was done that showed that those who utilize AI tools are averaging a 40% increase in productivity. And so just imagine what you could do with 40% more of your time. And so we would love to be able to help support you in that journey.
Wow, that sounds awesome right there, man. Hey, I'm going to have to look into that myself.
Let's connect, man.
Hey, we definitely appreciate you coming on to the show, man. And you, it sounds like you have a great, great concept going on.
Yes, Doug. It's always a pleasure. Any way we can get out there and kind of share the work, it's always an honor to, you know, always been a big fan of your platform, and would love to come back and maybe give an update further down the line on how we're continuing to serve community.
Yes, sir. Definitely. Anytime you want to come on to the show, just let me know and we'll make it happen.
My pleasure.
All right. Appreciate you. Thank you.